La da 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 la da 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 da.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new program of songs by Dinah Shore with Paul LaValle and his orchestra, brought to you each Sunday at this time by Bristol Myers, in appreciation of your friendliness toward Minute Rub, Modern Chest Rub, and Sal Hepatica, famous laxative. And now we bring you radio singing sensation, chosen as the outstanding new star of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Harry, and good evening, everyone.
Dinah, you know, you're positively radiant tonight.
Simply bubbling over.
Of course, there's a reason.
Well, indeed there is. My alma mater, Vanderbilt, won their big game of the season yesterday.
Hear, hear.
So tonight I'm going to sing as my first song, a tune I've always loved and I hope they love, a happy bit of music that came out just about the time I was in my graduating class at kindergarten.
Not London Bridge is Falling Down.
No. No, Harry, that came out when you were in kindergarten.
Yeah. Well, we won't talk about that. Now, you were saying, Dinah...
Not saying, Harry, singing. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew who he can be, worries me. For every boy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you. When this world began, it was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. My great regret, someone has upset heaven's pretty program, for we've never met. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, baby, maybe it's you.
Oh, Dinah, that was grand.
Thank you, Harry.
You're quite welcome. It's no trouble. Say, as long as you're in such a nice humor, Dinah, would you do me a favor?
Why, certainly. What is it?
Well, ask me a question. Any question at all.
Why?
Well, Paul LaValle was on a quiz program, and he's been bragging how good he was.
Oh.
You see. So ask me anything. Like, who was president in 1820, or how much gold is there in Fort Knox? Go on, ask me something.
Well, let's see. Here's an easy one.
Yeah?
Right up your alley. What causes a cold?
Well, that's not easy, Dinah. Even scientists don't know the answer for sure. But even though we may not know what causes colds, almost everyone does know what colds cause. They cause us to feel out of sorts and often downright wretched. That's why it's wise to get after annoying cold symptoms promptly, ladies and gentlemen, with Minute Rub. That's MinitRub. For Minute Rub gives you fast relief from cold wretchedness in three important ways. First,
Minute Rub's analgesic or pain-relieving action helps soothe the discomfort and tightness caused by local congestion.
Second,
rubbing on Minute Rub stimulates circulation, helps relieve muscular pain, and brings a comforting sensation of heat to the affected areas.
And third,
Minute Rub's active menthol vapors help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in your nasal passages.
So ask your druggist for an inexpensive tube of this famous modern rub, and massage Minute Rub on your throat and chest whenever you suffer from cold symptoms. You'll appreciate its feeling of brisk heating warmth, for that means you've started to enjoy the three-way relief of Minute Rub. Now, Dinah, what about your record for this week? What happened there?
Well, Harry, it's an oldie that's been hibernating for a long time.
Oldie, huh?
Uh-huh, and we woke it up and made a new arrangement. And, well, see if you don't like Miss You.
Miss You. Well, I'd like anything you sing, Dinah, you
oh,
know that.
Oh, you sweet thing.
No trouble.
Oh, incidentally, Harry, we've written special lyrics to the verse that I'm sure all the girls who write to that one and only will more than understand.
I bet they will. Well, Dinah sure sings one of her liquid releases, Miss You.
When they... done and taps is blown, darling, think of me, lonely me. For though you're gone, our love lives on. If you could only see how much I miss you since you went away.
nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you. Kiss me, in my dreams I'll kiss you. How I miss you. Tell me, do you ever miss me as I miss you?
Dinah, did you ever notice that songs about love are usually sad?
Well, that's right, Harry. I never
well,
thought
look,
of that.
Well, look, Dinah. Uh-huh. How about you and I doing something a little different? Say,
oh?
Suppose we get together and write a
oh,
little...
Harry, go no further. I think it'd be a swell idea to write a gay song about love, too, but I'm afraid we're a little late.
You mean someone has beaten us to the punch?
Uh-huh. I'm afraid the songwriting team of Von Zell and Shore will have to wait for another inspiration.
Nobody tells me anything.
No.
What happened? Who did it?
Well, when I was in Boston recently for the opening of Mr. Cantor's new show, I also saw the Olsen and Johnson show and one of their catchiest tunes, and it was a song called Happy in Love.
What?
Happy in Love.
That is mental plagiarism. That's
no.
the title I had in my mind. Now
oh,
get me a lawyer.
Harry, well, it has more than a good title, Harry. I'd like to be the first one to give you a sample.
Happy in love, ho, ho, what a feeling. You're never, never, never happy till you're really, really, really happy in love. Nothing on earth can give you that feeling. You may be silly, silly, sappy, but oh, baby, baby, when you're happy in love, you want everybody to know it. You'd like to get up on the highest steeple, shout to people, happy in love, the sky's your ceiling. You lucky, lucky, lucky chappy, it's great to be living when you're happy in love. You're happy in love, the sky's your sailing. You lucky, lucky, lucky chappy, it's great to be living when you're happy in love. Great to be living when you're happy in love.
Oh, that was really swell, Dinah. You know, you always sing better than usual.
Oh, thank you very much, Harry.
It's no trouble at all. Really, you have a lovely voice, Dinah.
Oh, well, you're very sweet, but why are you saying that now, Harry?
Well, that's because I always say exactly what I think when I think it.
But think of our audience.
Oh, I always do, Dinah.
Oh.
Yes. I always tell them exactly what I think, too, and that's a pleasure. Because what I tell them about Sal Hepatica can benefit them a lot. So, ladies and gentlemen, just remember this, won't you? That whenever you need a laxative, you can always depend on Sal Hepatica to give you speedy, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's mighty important for this reason.
It means you need never put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning or during the day. Remember this about Sal Hepatica, too. It also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So be sure to stop at your drugstore tomorrow for an economical bottle of Sal Hepatica. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Harry, Harry.
Yes, sir, Colonel. At your command, sir.
Well, who are you talking to?
Why, you, sir. You are Colonel Shore, aren't you?
Oh, so you heard about it, too.
Yeah. I not only heard about it, Dinah, but I saw it. That commission you received from the Will Rogers Air Base making you an honorary colonel and flight command pilot looked awfully important to me, and I am taking no chances, sir.
Well, at ease, Harry.
Thank you.
You know, Harry, when I visited the air base at Oklahoma City, they showed me the most wonderful time. All those planes
yeah.
and those uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Dinah, I take yeah. it that you have a song for the Air Corps.
You bet I have, Harry.
Well, Miss Colonel Dinah Shore commands the officers and men at the Will Rogers Air Base to listen to the song they have requested. The Man I Love. Attention!
Someday he'll come along. man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. You look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, you'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I know I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will. Good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Well, Diney, I'm sorry, but we have to go now.
Oh, is the time gone already?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I love to sing, and if you like to listen, come to see us again next Sunday, won't you?
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a cold,
remember Minute Rub.
If you need a laxative,
remember Sal Hepatica.
And if you have 15 minutes at this same time next Sunday,
remember Dinah Shore.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.